Update: Dutch teen rape survivor dies at home, but reports of euthanasia unsubstantiated. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 4, 2019. Update: This story has been updated to remove the widespread claim that Noah Pothoven was euthanized at just 17 years old. Follow-up reports from the family confirmed that Pothoven died in her home but denied that doctors ended her life. A 17-year-old Dutch girl died at her home after saying the trauma of being raped as a child made her feel she couldn't keep living. Noah Pothoven of Arnhem asked to be put to death because the suffering of having been molested and raped as a child was unbearable. A decision that does not require parental consent. However, after her family confirmed her death, no evidence corroborated the widespread reports that she had been euthanized. Noah had battled for years with post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anorexia after being molested and raped as a young girl, a topic she dealt with at length in a memoir titled Winning or Learning. She was sexually assaulted 3 times as a youngster. The first 2 times she was molested when she attended children's parties at the ages of 11 and 12, and the 3rd time when she was raped by 2 men when she was 14. Out of fear and shame, I relive the fear, that pain every day. Always scared, always on my guard. And to this day my body still feels dirty, she said. My house has been broken into, my body, that can never be undone. Noah said she hoped her book would help vulnerable youngsters in difficult situations, saying that the Netherlands lacks specialized institutions or clinics where troubled teens can go for psychological help. The girl announced her decision to die on social media, telling her followers that her decision was not impulsive and requesting that no one try to persuade her not to go through with her plan. The day before her death, Noah posted, "I breathe but I no longer live. I deliberated for quite a while whether or not I should share this, but decided to do it anyway," she wrote. "Maybe this comes as a surprise to some, given my posts about hospitalization. But my plan has been there for a long time and is not impulsive. I will get straight to the point, within a maximum of 10 days I will die. After years of battling and fighting, I am drained. I have quit eating and drinking for a while now. And after many discussions and evaluations, it was decided to let me go because my suffering is unbearable," she said. Noah asked her friends and followers on Instagram not to try to convince me that this is not good, this is my decision and it is final. Love is letting go, in this case, she said. Follow @WilliamsRome.